Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. Today is International Mother Language Day, a worldwide annual observance promoting awareness of linguistic and cultural diversity and encouraging multilingualism. The Berlin Senate passed a bicycle law yesterday. The law is intended to transform Berlin into a bike city within the next 10 years and was initiated by a pro-bike initiative with 100,000 signatures back in 2016. The goal is to double bike traffic in Berlin by making bike riding more attractive, for example, by turning car parking spaces into bike lanes. Safety issues are also addressed by enforcing that traffic laws are obeyed by both sides, mandatory turn assistance for trucks that alert drivers of nearby bikes are available, and higher fines for speed violations. While the political opposition and the car lobby rejects the law, pro-bike groups argue that in Berlin, cars have currently 20 times more space than bikes, and that the planned measures are taking away less than 2% of the space that is currently available for cars. The energy company Vattenfall announced yesterday that they will have a special aircraft flying over Berlin. The machine will use special infrared technology to take pictures of the conditions of Berlin's district heating networks. It will be flying at an altitude of 1 kilometer in the coming nights, so if you hear unusual noises, please take note that it could be related to this announcement. The duration of each flight depends upon the weather conditions, and the aircraft was specially equipped for the job and is particularly quiet. The sound created by the aircraft is said to be similar to traffic noise. After a one-year test, Deutsche Bahn is expanding the rapid cleaning service for its train stations. Travelers can use a WhatsApp message to report any dirty areas, and the station's cleaning staff will clean up as quickly as possible. As a DB spokesperson said on Tuesday, the concept is to be introduced in the next few weeks at Gesundbrunnen station and other major stations in Berlin and Brandenburg. The test, which has been running since February of 2017 at the Hauptbahnhof, Südkreuz, and Ostbahnhof, was positive. The company plans to introduce the cleaning concept at 240 stations throughout Germany by the end of March. According to a statement from the public prosecutor's office on Tuesday, an arrest warrant has been issued against a 26-year-old German suspect who allegedly attempted a series of 6 serious arson attacks in a Lichtenberg high-rise. The allegations relate to a period between January and February of 2018. The young man was arrested by the Criminal Investigation Department on Monday. He himself lives in the 18-story Plattenbau on Landsberger Allee. 4 arson attacks were reported within 5 days, most recently on Sunday evening. Furniture, garbage, and a pram were set on fire in the hallways. According to media reports, the accused is said to have called the fire brigade himself several times, helped with the firefighting, and gave interviews. Police report at least one arson was caused by a fire accelerator, namely gasoline. Per media reporting, police are said to have tested the man's hands for traces of accelerants on Sunday evening. The investigation is continuing. Berlin police are asking the public for help as they are currently investigating the theft of an unusual artifact. Between October 22nd and 24th, Erik Mielke's membership card for football club Berliner FC Dynamo was stolen from the exhibition Hauptstadt Fußball in the Ephraim Palais. Mielke, who was the head of GDR's secret police, or the Stasi, was an avid supporter of the club. It is said that the team's 10 consecutive championships between 1979 and 1988 were only possible because of his involvement, assisted by obedient referees and important player transfers from other East German teams. This is why the club was hated by many East Germans. Police suspect that the thief wants to sell the membership card to a GDR memorabilia collector. If you have tips on this crime, please contact the police. You can find more information in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.